want NASCAR talk, you've come to the right place. You're listening to The Race Report.
And welcome back. We're just about to wrap up another hour, and sometimes when I think we don't have enough to talk about, I usually get that way on weeks when we don't have a race to preview, but never fails. I can run my mouth long enough to fill up an hour anyways. We were talking before the break, Dale Earnhardt Incorporated. What a dream this was for Dale Earnhardt when he started this team. Started out with one car. Steve Park was his driver. Darrell Waltrip drove for him for a little while, which I think Darrell thought it extended his career. He thought he was a great driver.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
But, you know, Junior came up and became the star driver of DEI and had some great seasons there. Had, you know, got his wins. Never did get a championship. But this thing, since Dale Earnhardt Jr. has left, is just in a downward spiral. They are more than likely going to lose Martin Truex Jr., which was the star, the face of DEI. The 150-point penalty 2 weeks ago did not help the contract negotiations. How you can bring a car that doesn't even pass the first inspection is beyond me. That has got to be a huge factor in those contract negotiations. If he leaves, this team is done.
I absolutely agree. And Martin was kind of the bargaining chip when Dale Jr. was in talks with his mother or his stepmother in their contract. She's putting Martin Truex out there saying, hey, we got this kid coming up. We don't need you. And Dale's saying, well, we'll see about that.
Again.
And then even as late as this week when somebody came up to Dale and asked him, would you ever be interested in buying DEI or being a managing partner or being an owner like Tony's doing? And he says, no, I don't want any part of that. Well, now what's wrong with that? You don't want any part of your dad's legacy? Well, there's obviously a lot of things going wrong that he doesn't want to have his name associated.
I think part of his response to that question, though, is the fact that he doesn't want to get in the middle of it. If he says absolutely, you know, if he answers that question, you know, I'd like to look at that, then it opens the door wide open for tons and tons of speculation. I think Junior has had enough speculation in his career in the last year with the change to Hendrick and all that going on. I think it's got to be affecting him on certain levels, because that's where he came from. That's his dad's dream.
Exactly.
And to see if Truex goes, they're left with Eric Almirola.
Yeah.
And they're left with Regan Smith.
Yeah.
And Paul Menard, who's probably moving on to Roush or Yates Racing, one of those teams, because his dad, Mr. Menard, is pulling the money and moving it to Roush Racing.
Yeah,
so
well,
who knows if Truex leaves, DEI is done.
Here's another indication of where DEI is at. You got Mark Martin, who says, I've retired a couple years ago. I'm done.
Get me started on
race,
Mark Martin.
I'm going to race a shortened season. I'm going to pick and choose. I want to spend time with my family. I'll fill in the 8 car this year. I'll run a few races for you, and I'd be happy to do that. He goes out and signs a multi-year deal with Hendrick to take over the 5 car. Why didn't he do that with the 8 car? Why wouldn't he want to stay in that 8 car?
Because he knew he couldn't win.
That's exactly right.
He knew he couldn't win. They don't have the equipment. It's the same issues that Junior talked about when he left the team. They have inferior equipment, even though they have an engine deal with Childress Racing. They have inferior equipment that just isn't going to get it done in Sprint Cup on a regular basis. And it's just really sad to see this thing go the way it is. And now there have been rumors that Teresa is looking for a marketing company to put this thing on the market to sell.
Yeah.
She wants to retain all rights to Dale Earnhardt, you know, the name, the trademark, the number
right.
3, blah, blah, blah. It comes down to she wants to protect the legacy of Dale Earnhardt. She is blind, and she's driving that race team into the ground, and it's truly sad.
I agree, and I want to end, you know, I want to put a shout out to the Yates Racing team. Talk about a team that was kind of on the downhill turn, and they made a few deals. They made a partnership on their ownership. They went out and got a couple new drivers. They got Gilliland racing. They've got this year Travis Quappel. Look at where that cat is sitting in the standings. He's sitting 21st. That car's been unsponsored most of the year. They got no money. They got nothing. They're long from the glory days of Dale Jarrett and Ricky Rudd and all them boys, but I give a shout out to Yates for doing what it takes to stay alive in NASCAR.
They are doing it without the advantage. They're doing it out of their own pockets, which is unbelievably difficult to do in NASCAR, because without the money you can't run at a consistent basis, and they are doing it week after week, and you're constantly seeing them in the top 20. I think with sponsorship they picked up a sponsor this week for about 6 or 7 races. I can't remember what it is. It's
like Free Credit Report or something?
No, they're in, and a tool company. We got to get out of here. We're running out of time. thanks for filling in. It's been a lot of fun. Look for some comments from Scott on the racereportradio.com. He's going to get on there and share his opinion. We've got next week coming up, not this weekend, but the weekend after, the big race.
The big
Brickyard.
Yeah, I love
in
that
Indianapolis.
Race.
Give me a pick since you're not going to be here next week.
Well, I certainly pick with my heart Jeff Burton.
Jeff Burton. Now, you're out of here. Goodbye. You're not on here again. We'll be back next week on the Race Report.
Good job, guys. Woo! All you guys done a heck of a job.